Say thank you to Abe for sponsoring breakfast this morning. The Linda Shabbos's father, Alter Chaim Menachem ben Rabbi Avram, the Neshama Shem Aliyah. Welcome to his brother Fred Ephraim, right? And also we'll learn the Linda Shabbos, the father. So the question that was posed by Eitan last week, and I need some good ideas for the next few weeks. Pesach, anyone has any ideas, please feel free to suggest them. But Eitan asked the question of, is it really ideal to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim by going through a website? What does that mean? So the understanding of the question is that if I pay my credit card, I pay the website, I gave $100 to Matanos Levyonim, let's say. So now, let's say my billing cycle doesn't take place until after the perm. So I haven't paid anything out of pocket yet. My credit card company had paid the shul. So the shul has now money. They have money to pay from American Express, let's say. And they go ahead and pay the aniyim, but I didn't pay anything. I didn't lose any money. Nothing came out of my pocket yet. Eventually, at the end of the month, when I pay my credit card company, it will. But at that point, b'shas ma'is, when the Matanos Levyonim was given, there was no loss from my part. Was that considered a nesina? Is that a kiyum of the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim? So of course everyone said, if the shul does it, it's obviously permitted. Granted, fine. But let's understand, why is it permitted? So I didn't find anyone who discussed this. Rav Weinberger said he has a sefer that discusses, but he didn't know exactly where it was. It's in his son's house somewhere. He couldn't get a hold of it. So it's certainly mutter. So I couldn't find anything. So from my own thoughts and ideas, I'll present how I think some of the mechanics might work as to why it is permitted, why we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim through paying and through a website without having to have paid any money just yet. Let's do a basic background of Matanos Levyonim. The Pasuk tells us in Megillas Esther, number one, Chayomim asher nachu v'hem ha'yehudim ha'yaveihem v'achodesh asher ne'epach lehem miyogun l'simcha me'eve l'yom tov l'asus osab yimei mishta v'simcha u'mishlach manos ish l're'eyu matanos levyonim. So we know, of course, the whole story, and as a result, the way that we celebrate the Yontiv Purim is by sending gifts to our friends, Shalach Manos, and Matanos Levyonim, gifts to Evyonim. Evyonim is defined by someone who's very, very impoverished, not just an ani, but someone who really has nothing. That's the simple understanding of an Evyon. And we all, of course, know the famous Gemara, how many gifts to give to how many people, says the Gemara number two, Megillah Daf Zayin, at the bottom of the Daf, Matanos Levyonim, Shtei Matanos L'Shnei B'nei Adam, two gifts to two people. That really means one to one person and a second gift to a second person. And Rashi explains that's based on the psukim. It says Matanos is two, Levyonim is two people, two recipients. It's brought down in Halacha Shulchan Aruch number four, Tafresh Tzadidalad, Chayiv Kol Adam Litain Lepachos Shtei Matanos L'Shnei Anim, to give at least two gifts to two different people. So that's the basic halacha I'm sure we're all familiar with. The big question is, what type of gift qualifies the giving of Matanos Levyonim? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Manos, what's the definition of Manos? Mine Madanim. What's the definition of Mine Madanim? Sweets. Not money. Sweets, food. Delicacy. Says fruit, something enjoyable. Eden, Gan Eden, something that you would enjoy. Mine Madanim. It sounds like from Rashi, Dafka, food. So that would really pose a problem for all of us who give money instead. But from Rashi, very literally, dafka, through the means of giving food, one fulfills the mitzvah Matanos Levyonim. Fair enough, that is true. But if he says it on Manos, I'd imagine Matanos would be the same thing. But okay, fair enough, fair point. Rashi doesn't comment on the word Matanos, but okay, that I guess we could leave that as an open question. But then Rambam writes, number 6, in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis. He says, Chayv l'chalik l'aniyim b'yom ha'purim. You have to give to the poor on Purim day itself. Ein pachos mishnei aniyim, no less than two aniyim receiving. No sin l'chalechad matana achas, one gift to each one. O mos, o mine tavshil, o mine ochlin. He says you could either give money, or you could give some type of food, cooked or raw, something edible. So mos, omine tavshil, omine ochlin. Something edible or money works as well. So what about things that are not either food, nor is it any maos? So the Or Sameach learns on based on Rashi, based on the Rambam, number 7, aval begodim v'kayotze ba eino yotze. by giving clothing, one has not fulfilled the mitzvah of matanos lavyonim. Has to be dafka midei meichel, something that you eat, something edible, based on the sugim bab mitzia daf ayin ches amid beis, only edible, or something that can buy food. Maos, money, can be used to purchase food. That's the understanding of the Or Sameach, but giving clothing, begadim, does not work to fulfill the obligation of matanos le'evyonim. If you look at the Prima Gadim, number 8, though, he seems to argue. Prima Gadim writes, Yerli de lechatchila tzarech litein matana le'evyon davah haroi lehanos mimena bepurim. Lechatchila, one should only give something edible. Michael o maos sheyachal lehotzi bepurim. Food, or something that they could use to buy food. But that's only lechatchila. B'di'evet, Prima Gadim indicates, you would be yotze through other means, such as begadim, pots and pans, any type of item, you would fulfill the chiyah b'dyeved, but the Or Sameach says, eino yotze. If it's not food, if it's not money that can buy food, you are not yotze even b'dyeved. So what's the machlokas, whether or not you'd be yotze matanos levyonim by giving begadim or not? What's that machlokas? So if you look at, let's understand a background, the general nature of matanos levyonim. We touched upon this last week a little bit, but what's the machlokas? So we discussed last week, what was the chakira in the categorizing matanos levyonim? We said either it's a type of tzedakah. Every single day of the year we have a mitzvah of tzedakah. This is a unique tzedakah we give on Purim, where it has nothing to do with tzedakah at all. It's an idea of giving simcha, of helping, just like we send shach manos to our friends, we send shach manos to aniyim as well. Possible the poor might not have as many friends as we do, or they might need more food than my friend needs. So it's a type of shalach manos that's specific to the anim. So is it a din in tzedakah, or is it a din in simcha? That's the chakira. So of all the Rishonim that we have, the Ritva in general is the most conceptual thinker, at least the way he writes. He almost, his chakiras are so clear, they come to life. So you look at number 9, there's a Ritva in Megillah and the Ritva in Bava Metzia, which say the same idea. Number 9 says the Ritva and the Bold, She'ei nesina zu midin tzedakah gredasa. It's not tzedakah alone, ela midin simcha. The giving of matanos levyonim is actually a key in simcha. Sharei af lashirim yesh lishloach manos. We have a mitzvah to send to the wealthy, to the middle class, to the upper class, gifts as well. And the fact that matanos levyonim is coupled together with that, it sounds like it's also midin simcha, not midin tzedakah. The Ritva number 10, he reiterates this as well. I'll just read it again. This is Bava Metzia, almost exactly the same thing in a different context. She'ein yom ze midin tzedakah bilvad. It's not only a mitzvah tzedakah matanos levyonim, ela midin simcha umanos. It's an idea of giving gifts. Sharei af bashirin ksiv mishloach manos ish l'reyu. And then it goes on to say matanos. So we understand the chakira now. Is it a din in simcha, or is it a din in tzedakah? So there's some nafkaminas. So number 1, is an ani chayiv to give matanos levyonim? A person who has very little, does he have an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of matanos levyonim? So if you look at the Bach number 11, this appears in Simen Tav Reish Tzadi Dalet Hilchos Purim. The Bach writes, Kolomar, Kol Adam, right, the tour wrote, Chayiv Kol Adam, every person must give matanos levyonim. Sounds like, comments the Bach, Kol Adam afilu ani hamekabel tzedakah. Even an ani, who normally could only live and have food because he collects tzedakah for himself in general, even that person is chayiv loseis mimash initnulo l'shar v'yonim mipurim. He has to give matanos levyonim as well. The ain din matanos levyonim bepurim kidin shar tzedakah. The giving of matanos levyonim on Purim is not a din in tzedakah. The hechsher mitzvahs Purim. It's a inin of simchas Purim. So since it's simchas Purim, just like an ani is chayiv in the Megillah, he's chayiv in Mishloach Manos, he's chayiv in Suda. He's also chayiv in matanos levyonim because matanos levyonim is a din in simcha. Look at the last two lines of the Bach, though. As opposed to, in contrast to Aval, Shar Tzedakah, a regular type of Tzedakah, the Chol HaShana, the rest of the year, Ein Ani HaMakabal Tzedakah Chai Ba. An Ani is not Chayiv in Tzedakah, typically. Elapam Achas B'Shana, he's only Chayiv one time a year, Yitain Davar Muat, to give a little bit of Tzedakah, Kedei lekai mitzvah tzedakah. He has to give it just once a year. Anyone know how much he has to give once a year to fulfill the baseline chiv of tzedakah? What's the minimum amount? Not pruta, no? What? Close. Shlish l'shekel. I think the Gemara Babas is a shlish l'shekel. A small amount, that's all. And Ani gives once a year, a tiny bit, and he fulfills his chiv tzedakah. He doesn't have to give every single day. So says the Bach, if Matanos le'elef yonim were to be a chiv in tzedakah, so then the Ani should be pater. So the only reason you could explain that an Ani is chayiv in Matanos le'elef yonim, it's because it's dinim purim to dinim simcha. The Prichadash argues, and he says in number 12, Yesh Misha Kasav, there are those who claim that an Ani hamis parnes min tzedakah, an Ani that is supported by tzedakah, Shechayiv Gamhu b'matanos lev yonim. There are those who write that. But the Prichadash himself says, V'ein lazetam, there is no reason for this, El Mistavra Vadai Diptiri, an Ani is pater from matanos lev yonim. So we see here, the machlok is whether an Ani is chayiv or pater depends on whether matanos lev yonim is a din in simcha or a din in tzedakah. If it's a din in simcha, the Ani is chayiv. If it's a din in tzedakah, the Ani is pater. Another nafkamina. We mentioned this last week. Our discussion was, the focus was Shechiyanu. So the Magen Avraham, when he was saying, when we say a Shechiyanu during the daytime of Mikra Megillah, we said that the Bal Korei and the entire Kehila should have in mind that that Shechiyanu is going on Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim. Right? The Shechiyanu wanted to cover all the mitzvahs of the day. Now notably, the Magen Avraham leaves out Matanos Lev Yonim for some strange reason. But the Prima Gadim didn't miss a beat. And the Prima Gadim says, he adds in, Matanos Lev Yonim. You should have in mind that as well when saying the Bracha of Shechiyanu. So what's that explanation, whether you should have in mind Matanos Lev Yonim or you don't have to? There you go. Right, very good. You guys are paying attention. Excellent. So if it's a din in tzedakah, so there's nothing unique about Matanos Lev Yonim. You don't need to say Shechiyanim because yesterday I gave tzedakah. It's not a new mitzvah. We do it every single day of the year. So there's no need to have Shechiyanu. But if you assume Matanos Lev Yonim is a din in simcha, a din in purim, so then it's a new mitzvah we haven't had in a full year, in which case you would have to have in mind that Shechiyanu. So now having said all that, yeah. He does leave out Suda. So even the Magen Avraham acknowledges, let's say a person, there was no Mikra Megillah. Let's say the guy missed it. He didn't have a Megillah available. He would agree you would not say a Shechiyanu alone. Because even the Suda's Purim, we have a Suda every single day of the year. So that too is not so special. So the fact that he mentions, Magen Avraham mentions Suda, doesn't mention Matanos Lev Yonim, that itself is interesting. Why is Suda better than Matanos Lev Yonim? And why is people gotten to think Matanos Lev Yonim is more unique than Suda? Interesting question. Now this explains the Machlokas, whether or not you are Yotzei through giving Begadim to Aniyim on Purim. Just to remind yourselves again, we start off by saying that according to the Or Sameach, you do not fulfill your obligation by giving Begadim, but the Prima Gadim says, B'di'eved, you can fulfill your mitzvah through giving Begadim. So what's that machlok? It's the same idea. If it's midin tzedakah, I could give tzedakah by donating clothing, I could give tzedakah by giving money, by giving food, anything you want. So, but if it's about simcha, they say simcha's purim. Mishloach manos, we haven't talked about that. You only mekayim the mitzvah mishloach manos by giving food. Right. If you give clothing, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of mishloach manos. It has to be dafka food.
Yeah, but the rabbi keeps throwing in the word simcha.
But simcha is a way of saying the simcha suda's purim.
Yeah, so simcha, you can sure get happy getting clothes.
Right, but we're talking suda, the simcha of suda's purim. So just like you only yod say the simcha of the mishloach manos through giving something that's edible for Shalach Manos, so too for Matanos Lev Yonim has to be something that's edible or Ma'os, money, that can be used to buy something edible. So that would be the explanation of whether you're fulfilling the mitzvah through giving clothing or not. Again, it goes back to that question whether Matanos Lev Yonim is a din in tzedakah or it's a din in Simchas Sudas Perm.
But Rabbi Levin, you can't give money for Shalach Manos.
That is true. You cannot. You cannot give.
If Matanos Lev Yonim is a din in Simchas Purim, why can you give money?
Right, correct. So according to...
It's still together.
But then the question...
I'm saying it. But then why can't you? But then why can't you give Begadim?
It's true. That's splitting. It's a good point. It could be that even the Ritva says it's not Tzedakah Gredasa. He didn't isolate them. It's really some combination of both Tzedakah and Shalach Manos. And the question is how far are you willing to go? It's somewhere in between, I guess. It's a hybrid of some sort. Halacha L'maisa. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Go to page number 3. We'll skip the Rambam. Number 16. Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Od Kasav Nirali. He's quoting really the Prima Gadim. Lichachila tzarech litain le'evion. Lichachila one must give an evion. Davar haroi lehanos mimenu b'perm. Michael omaos sheyuchal lohotzi b'perm. Something either he could eat or he could use to buy food to fulfill his mitzvah of sudas perm. That's how he paskin. In which case, b'di'evid, a person were to give clothing or anything else, you'd be yotzi the mitzvah b'di'evid.
It just doesn't make sense that it would just be the duplicate.
Michelle Manos, no, it's not exactly duplicate.
Well, I know
just
it's not
out.
Exactly duplicate. You can give money, right, but so that, saying that it's for the purpose of food, so it's kind of very duplicate as opposed to helping a poor person. Right.
So it's a hybrid. As we said, it's a hybrid. It's somewhere in between. It's a combination of a tzedakah of Shalach Manos, and the question is it closer to tzedakah? Is it closer to Shalach Manos? And that's where the nafkaminas really come out. Now let's discuss giving a check. Can you hand a check first before we get to the idea of paying online? Are you yotzi the mitzvah by handing a check to an ani? Let's go to Mishnah Becharas Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah is talking about Pidyon HaBen. The mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, the eighth parak of Kol HaBechor of Becharos talks about Pidyon HaBen. It's a fascinating parak. Even though it's found in Kachim, it's a very nice, easy limud. Got a lot of good lumdis and halacha lemaisa there. So what the Mishnah writes on number 17, Ein podin lo ba'avadim v'lo b'shtaros. When you're being poda, your child, your firstborn son, so then you cannot use an eved, that's not our concern now, but you can't use a shtar to be poda, one son of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So what's a shtar, says Rashi? Number 18, v'lo b'shtaros, shim yesh lo shtar al chaveiro b'chamesh shlon. Let's say a guy, I have an IOU, a guy owes me $5, that's just 5 silver coins. So I have a little note that Reuven owes me 5 silver coins. Now I say, you know what, let me just give that to the Kohen. Now, I have my firstborn son. Here's the IOU. You just go ask Reuven. Reuven will pay you the money, and this way I'll be poda. Will that work? That's the question. And, of course, the Mishnah says it doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? If I have a check that says, let's say, cash. So anyone could cash this. It doesn't say to me. It doesn't say to Yoni Levin. It says cash. So he gave me a cash for $5. I give this to the Kohen. It says cash. He could just go to the bank and cash it for his $5. There's 5 silver coins that he needs. So the lach is, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Isn't it money? So says the Gemara, number 19, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but it's based on a drasha. The Gemara says it's either ribui miut or it's a klal prat, whichever one it is, it's a special gzeiros hakasav that shtaros do not work for Pidyon HaBen. So what does that mean? Outside of the world of Pidyon HaBen, a check should work, right? It's only within the world of Pidyon HaBen because it's special gzeiros hakasav. So now, if you look at number 20, Halicha Shlomo, one of the Talmidim of Rav Shlomo Zalman, so we should also learn the Nishmas for Shlomo, Shemuel Orbach, who was Nifter last on Shabbos, we should also learn the Nishmas, same as Kfur is today. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, Paskind, number 20, Yotzin Yidei Chovas Matanos Lev Yonim B'Nisinas Hamchas Bank a check. He says one does fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim by handing a check. So now this is quoted in many, many places. I think it's quite misunderstood. So let's just look a little further, number 21, in the footnotes of Halicha Shlomo. V'ein chilek b'einim higiu kvar zman pirono im lav. Let's say it's post-dated. I can't, this week, Thursday is going to be what date? What's the English date?
March
1st. March 1st. So let's say it says March 5th. So I can't actually cash it today. Is that going to work?
By the way, you can.
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah,
can
no
you really?
Such thing in
oh, really?
Life.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay, fine. It's on principle. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Date means nothing on a check. But let's say the bank had some rule that you cannot.
But if you have an agreement with the giver, it's.
Okay, it wouldn't be nice to do that.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
But
okay.
If the guy
right,
doesn't pay you for a long time, you find out,
Fine.
Cash it.
So then, Salachas, even though, let's say, the Zman Piron hasn't come yet, so you can't really cash it. And v'cheinim ha-bank pasua chadayin baba yom olav. Who cares if the bank is even open? Let's say the bank is closed. Let's say perm is on Sunday.
Right.
So now you can't go to the banks anymore. This check is worthless at this point. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it doesn't make a difference whether you could cash it today or you can't cash it today. Ela kol shim yirtza yuchal lakabel tmuraso bo bayom, anyone who's willing to accept it, mishkano, mishcheno, o mibal hachanus, the store owner, ukadome, shapir, mikre, nesina. It's called a nesina. So let's understand the situation right now. I saw a few places that quoted, you can be yotze by giving checks. If I get a check to the ani. But let's say I know the ani's name. His name is Reuven. I write Reuven on the name, Reuven Stein, let's say. I write it on there. That doesn't help him out anymore, because let's say the banks are closed. Let's say it's Sunday. It's worthless. He can't go to the store and pay for food. They're not going to accept a check, Reuven Stein. It's not going to work for them. They can't cash it. He's not Reuven Stein.
Just go to Borough Park.
Does it really?
Yeah. You can endorse it. Yeah, yeah, they endorse it.
Oh, really?
You saw they do it all the time. They go to the McCall. This guy takes it from his friends.
If I go here in Central, they do it here in Central Avenue?
It's true.
But in Brooklyn, there are checks that never get deposited. They should go around in circles.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm really...
Eventually, the writer gets it back, and everybody's happy.
Uh-huh. The writer.
Wow, I'm really clueless.
My father said, jewelry, some of these guys in the Borough Park, so they bring him a check from someone else.
Really?
Yeah, and then one time, he came back, like, after a year, the same check.
As a person with a business in Borough Park, people who own small businesses will come into my office and pay me with multiple checks. Some of them made out to cash, some of them made out to
That's fascinating.
I get the bank signing over their paychecks to me all the time.
Really?
It's endorsed.
They sign over the paychecks.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. So I guess if you understand, okay, if you will, if you could in fact go to the Borough Park store and pay with a check, even though it's in your name, so then Einachanami will work. That works as cash. Okay. Minagamakam. Fine. Okay. Fascinating. All right. Yes.
But focusing on why it works when it's not usable.
Talking about with the idea of the Sunday. What happens if you know that there's no money, there's not enough money in the bank to cover the check, but there will be enough money to cover the check on Monday if the banks are open?
Right. If you knew that, I would imagine based on what Shlomo Zalman says here, as long as a store will accept it, he could buy food with it, so that would work.
Because that check is really...
Right, I understand, right. Right. Yeah. But as long as there's someone, as long as he can use it to buy food...
As long as you can fool somebody to...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm not following.
If it doesn't work, then it's not going to work. If the guy won't, the whole idea is that you could buy food. If it works to buy food, then you fulfill the mitzvah. If it doesn't work to buy food, the store owner won't take the check, then it won't work.
Why is the clothing not a problem? If you can use the clothing to barter, we're talking about the.
If you can, where do the Borough Park, they allow you to barter with clothing? I don't know.
But since you brought it up, because the Gemara always says that you can pay with any metalton, and metalton are as good as cash. But the Mishnah Brura says, "Omol sheyachal lahotzi b'purim." I think that's the key thing: is can you use this today to get food?
Right.
And if you give somebody a shirt, it's going to be very difficult to use it to get food that day.
I agree.
Whereas a post-dated check, you have a much better chance.
Correct. So now let's go. Number 23, the Shammai Toda. Shammai Toda points out what we've been saying here. In the end of the day, it all depends on the ability to use that check. Aval im muchach lotzi ba'atzmo bebank. If the only way he could use it is to cash on his own, he won't know the store owner will take the check that's written in his name. Uvashok far mucharis, it's very late. Vel yaspik aleches l'sham, he can't get to the bank, the bank's going to close. Vel hotzi bod hayom, oshe kvar sagu ha-bank, or it's already closed. Lav shabir dami, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah. Kevin she'eno yachal lehanos. Bepurim, since he can't use it to purchase anything, you have not fulfilled your obligation of matanos levion. Has to be food, or rather money, that can be used. Yeah.
When you go with the opinion that it's matanos levion, not when it's opinion when it's tzedakah, because tzedakah a day later wouldn't make a difference. It's still a good thing you did.
Good, very good point. Very, very good point. David's pointing out here is that if it's midin tzedakah, so you got tzedakah. There's no mitzvah tzedakah that the ani has to use it that day, as long as he receives something that he could sometime use. I think it's a very good point. If you assume it's about simchas sudas perm, so then it has to be something he could really access, use on the day of perm itself. Very good. But halacha maisa, it sounds like you have to be, it has to be used on, or usable on perm in theory.
So it'd be better to give food, of course.
Food seems to be the best, yes, correct. From Rashi, now David's point is good, but Rashi says, mine madonim, sounds dafka food, but that might only be going on Shalach Manos. It may not be going on Matanos Evyonim as well. But there is a discussion whether money is allowed in general when it comes to Matanos Evyonim. We paskin, you are Yotze, but there are some Rishonim who say only through the giving of food. Yeah.
Is it because it's Money is one level of separation from getting
right.
Giving the food is the best.
Right.
Giving money is one separation. Giving, let's say, metalpulin, that can be converted, let's say, into money.
That's a two-step remove. I don't think they'd allow it, yeah.
Okay. What if you give what if you give a guy, let's say, a salami sandwich, and they get find out that he's a vegetarian?
Right. I'm not sure. Interesting question. Yeah.
Suppose this guy has received already enough for a suda for himself, for his family. Now you want to give him, maybe he's not an ani anymore in that respect.
Right.
You still give him a ton of love
right.
in him, or he's already, he's out of that category. So
right.
He's already received.
It's also interesting, I don't know, interesting question also. The Gemara talks about a situation, the shear of a ani is very little.
Right.
And the Gemara says a person who gives that ani, like $1 to make him now an usher, had done a disservice, because otherwise he could have got like $10,000 now. Right. So they call him some not nice title for doing that to the guy. but yeah, it could be, you're right, I don't know. Okay, let's get back to the discussion now. So let's discuss now paying through a website. Now the question becomes that I had my credit card company pay for me. The shul now has $100 in their bank account. And the shul pays an ani, and I have not yet paid my bank, my credit card, because the cycle, billing cycle, hasn't ended yet.
So, use the halva to pay.
So will the halva work?
It
could be a loan, but he really paid for me. He's more of a shliach.
So
he paid for me.
They
get the mitzvah.
Why would there be any different than buying food in a store?
Buying food in a store on my account? What?
In other words, I say to you, go to the store, go to Gourmet
Glot. But let's focus on this. We get to the other question. Let's focus on this first, then we'll get to the other question after. Let's just try to go through this, and then So right now, are you Yotze? If I again pay my credit card company, and the credit card company pays for me, and I haven't paid out of pocket just yet, by the time Purim comes around. So look at number 24. An interesting shaila, an interesting suffix. The Ber Halacha. Ber Halacha says Taf Reish Tzadi Dalin. Nistapakti matana le'evyon imahani almanas lahachzir or not. If I give a gift on condition that they give it back to me. So let's say, for example, classic example of the Gemara in Sukkah. There are many examples. But I have to, Yom Rishon of Sukkah, so I need to own. It has to be lachem. I need to own it. So what happens if my friend doesn't have a lulav, he didn't have money, didn't have a chance to. So I give him a matana, it's yours, so it's lachem. I tell him, matana, so you need to return it to me afterward because then I want to have it for the rest of Yom Tov Rishon and for the remaining days of Sukkot, even though I don't have to own it, I like to own it after that. So is that called a good matana? Now it's lachem, it's his, while he shakes a lulav, even though he has to ultimately give it back. Is that called a maisa nesina? And that is. The paskin, that's called a maisa nesina. Even though he has to give it back to me, that was his. So Ber Halacha doesn't know if that works for matanos levyonim. Now just look at the end of Ber Halacha for a second. And that really is a very strange suffix. When it comes to Mishloach Manos, lo mahani, it certainly doesn't work for Shalach Manos. Why? Ki mitzvah machal u'mashker sheyismichu b'purim. The whole goal of Mishloach Manos is to give him food to eat. So if I say, here's a steak, now give it back to me, that doesn't work because he hasn't had the right to eat it. So why is there suffix by Matanos Levyonim? So exactly. It sounds like this, it would only be a dinin tzedakah, otherwise it wouldn't be a suffix. If matanos levyonim is a dinin simcha sudas purim, how can you have it get back to me if I haven't, if you can't have a chance to eat it?
Can you really say the general? Is it out tzedakah or is it out simcha?
That could be a suffix. Is it this one? And even if it is tzedakah, there's also a suffix, whether tzedakah in general, how would you...
I can be your tzedakah with matanos levyonim.
So what do you guys do? So let's say tzedakah in general. I said, the guy comes in and said, here's your dollar, but you have to get back to me in 2 minutes. Is that a mitzvah?
You know what? They go around with that dollar, it already looks like they can collect.
A little change, a shake, okay.
It also means I can take $1 and be yotzei everybody who walks through the door.
So, what's the suffix? So the suffix when it comes to tzedakah in general, there's a chakira, now it sounds strange, but is the mitzvah of tzedakah mitzad myself, mitzidi? That I have to give a mice in a sino, or the ani has to be makabel? Now you're all looking at me, of course, the ani has to receive something. But the Rambam says it's better to give a dollar every day than to give $365 in one shot. Why? Because it trains you. It's a midos of how to be used to giving, 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 giving. So there is an aspect of a maisinasina mitzudi from my end of getting accustomed to doing chesed, to doing good things. So that's why there's a suffix. If I give him something, I'm nas lahachzir, that sounds a little strange. I did at least train myself a little bit to do some type of giving, even though in the end I didn't lose anything. It's a strange suffix. But we see from all this, there is some level of a requirement of a maisa nesina mitzad, the giver of matanos levyonim. So now, there's some interesting questions. If I want to give matanos levyonim on yudal perm, that's ideal. You should give it to an ani on perm date of yudal adar. But let's say I want to give to Yushalayim. So if I wire money over on yudal adar, so it's perm for me, but it's not perm for them until tesvav. And I haven't, my Maisa Nesina was on my perm, but their Maisa Kabbalah, it's not yet perm. Or let's say Tesvav Adar, where it's not perm for me anymore, but for him it is. It's a Kabbalah without a Nesina. So many poskim say you're only Yotze when the Nesina and the Kabbalah are both people the same day they're celebrating. Yudal, Yudal. But Rav Yashiv says it's possible you are Yotze if I do Maisa Nesina Yudalid, and if he's Makabel on Tesvav, Yotze. Because according to Rav Yashiv, there's an aspect of a nesina, even though the guy didn't receive anything for Purim. It's not Purim on Yudal for him. But if the Mais nesina took place on Yudalid, according to Rav Yashiv, you can be Yotze b'dievid. I'm just pointing out here, just before I get to your question, that there is an element of not only about the Kabbalah aspect, but there also has to be a Mais nesina. I need to do some type of giving as well. So even though with the case of the bank account, where I paid online, and the ani had received something, he got money to buy something, I didn't give anything just yet. So that just really furthers the question, how will I get the mitzvah if I didn't give anything just yet? Yeah, Andy.
Isn't there enough to mean the guy that, like, the Mishnah is talking about the kfar and then they've marked in it, and it could be that other people's kfarim is 2 days later, but if they, that's a day for everybody else, so 2 days later, they can do certain mitzvahs beforehand, as long as they're doing a simple santa.
Yeah, the Rama, which I skipped, talks about the Kfarim who were read earlier, that they actually give the mitzvah Matanos Levyonim on the earlier day, right. Even though Simcha is different.
So you could be Yotze earlier.
They bring that as a Raya, yeah. But it gets confusing, but you're correct. That is part of the discussion of a Maisa Nesina being divorced from the Maisa Kabbalah.
I get confused. I heard it, but I don't remember the din. If you lose money and somebody picks it up and you didn't intend it to be for tzedakah, I think you get the credit for tzedakah, no?
Yeah. Yes.
The Gemara in Bava Kama talks about this.
Right. So I mean this.
But you lost money. You gave something, even though you didn't give it. It came out of pocket though.
But you didn't even know.
That's fine. But at least
counts. But
it came out of pocket though. Here nothing came out of pocket. So the question is, if we're assuming you do need a Maisa Nesina, now how do you know you need a Maisa Nesina? Because I said there's a suffix whether Matanos Amnas LaHachzir works, which indicates there's a need for a Maisa Nesina. The post can talk about you needing to give on the day of your perm, not based on the day of their perm. So how do you accomplish a Maisa Nesina when you pay on the website if you really haven't given any money out of pocket just yet?
Because you guarantee it.
So let's see what the Gemara, could be very good. The Gemara in Kedushin, what, number 26, Daf Zayinim and Aleph. Gemara is talking about getting married. We know for a husband to get married to a wife, he needs to give her, there needs to be a Maisa Nesina giving money.
He has to give her the credit. Give her.
So the Gemara says, "Heilach mana viskadshi leploni." Here's a dollar, and marry so and so. Rashi will read Rashi in just a second. It's a shliach. So I send the shliach. Reuven's my shliach, and he gives his own dollar bill to some girl to marry me. I want you to marry me, but Reuven the shliach gave the money. I didn't pay anything, even though I'm the potential husband here. So the Gemara says that works. The shliach says, here's a dollar, I'm paying you. Viskachi uploni and pay the mishaleach. I'd rather marry the mishaleach. It's mikudeshes. It's a good kedushin. I didn't lose any money. I didn't pay out of pocket. Midin evik kanani, just like evik kanani works as well. Evik kanani, who's enslaved, he could be freed. We'll see Rashi to explain all this. Lav afagav delo kachasav lo mide kakani nafshe. Even though the evik kanani didn't pay anything out of pocket, yet he could still acquire himself and become free. Hai gavernami, this person as well, the mishaleach, the chasan, af agav delo kachasav lo midi, even though he didn't pay anything out of pocket, kakani le lahayitza, he can marry that girl. So just look at Rashi. Rashi will run through it quickly, 27, to explain this. Heilech mane viskachi leploni vehu shlucho elo shemekachi mishalo. He was sent, but the sender, the messenger, is rather the messenger's paying out of pocket. It's mekudeshes. Af agav dimamona lav shel mishaleachu. Even though the chasen didn't pay, it's good. Because midin evik kanani, says Rashi, the tanami masnisen, kedushin daf chav beiz, kon is atzmo bekesef. A evik kanani has no money of his own. Why? Masha kana evid kana rabo. He has no money. He has no bank account. How could he ever acquire himself, become free through kesef? Ayideh acherim. When others, sheacherim podin also bimamonam, when others pay out of pocket for the benefit of the evik kanani, who kone atzmo v'yotzi lecheris, he could go free. V'af agav, even though de lo chaser iu b'hai mamona mida, even though the evik kanani didn't lose any money. So we see the mais in the sina for evik kanani, the mais in the sina for kedushin as well, even though you didn't pay out of pocket. So I'm suggesting maybe it could be a mais in the sina for matanos le'avionim, that the bank is my shliach paying for me, I'm the mashaleach, even though I didn't lose any money yet, I'm still fulfilling the mitzvah, matanos le'avionim. But, yeah.
So, like in Shul, I guess in our Shul, many Shul, we give the rav checks a couple of weeks before so they get clear. So, we don't have the nesina on the right day, obviously, if we give it to him before. Or is he our shliach to do nesina?
He's our shliach to do that. That's fine, because there,
your check
he's
going to...
Exactly,
before,
clear.
Before,
right. No, but I'm saying the nesina has to be on the yudalit. Our nesina, we give everybody
the
right. Checks right. Before.
The check so, means Rebbe has the cash, right. And then he gives right. The, then he does the mice and nesina for you.
But no, but Jeff...
But, I'm talking about the nesina.
Yeah, Jeff pointed out the mice and nesina should be on the day. He's correct. But the svar they say... Some say, you're right, the mice and nesina should always be in Purim. But the svar they really say is there's a concern if you give it to a ani, let's say the maisin seems to an ani before, and they might use that money up before Purim. If you give it to a person who's shomer that money, okay. And then he'll do the nesina for you in
so
Purim.
As if we're doing it on
exactly
Purim,
right.
Also.
So that would be completely
what's
fine.
From
you need a maisin nesina though.
Right, that's true.
So I'm just using it as a model. If a maisin nesina works for kedushin, so maisin nesina might work here as well, even though I haven't paid anything. But the problem is, it's not so clear still. Because there's a chakira, there's a machlokis between the Ktzos and Reb Chaim, what the nature of the giving is, when it comes to the Kedushin. When I point the shliach to pay for me, to marry that woman, he paid out of pocket, not me. So what's the nature, what's the mechanism being used to allow that to happen? So the Ktzos writes in number 28, Eino b'torah shlichus ela kabbalas hamakne gorim. That shliach, when he pays, is not working because of shlichus. It's not a kinyan shlichus. It's simply because since that woman accepted the money, she was willing to give herself over to me. He wasn't my shliach. She needs some hana to really create the kinyan. So once there's that hana, she received money, whether from me or some other guy, that was good enough, but not me then shlichus. But the Reb Chaim argues, and Reb Chaim says this is where there's a problem. Number 29, Mikol Makom, reading the bold and nira, the kaven de ikir dino shetei nesina chavero chashuva nitnas avuro. What my friend pays for me? How that works? Mechalos dino shlichos v'zechia. When my shliach, my friend, is paying that girl for me, so that's midin shlichos. Now listen to the point. V'chol shulav bar shlichos v'zechia lav bar din evikananihu. So if it's through the mechanism of shlichos, I can only point a person who's a shliach, such as a Jew, such as a gadol. But a non-Jew cannot be a shliach, ain't shlichus lagoy. So if the mechanism is through shlichus, so then a goy won't work to marry a girl for me, paying the money. According to the ktsos, he doesn't care about who the middleman is. As long as the woman accepted the money from someone representing me, it works. So now when I pay the money through the credit card company, American Express is not a Jewish entity. So if it's working through shlichas like Reb Chaim works, so this wouldn't be a good nesina. I may not get my mitzvah matanos levyonim. If it's working through a kabbalah, as long as the ani receives something that I caused, I was a gorim for him to receive money, that would be good enough according to the ktsos. Halacha maaseh, at the end of the day, we paskin that it does work. I happened to see Reb Willig yesterday. He was in town for bar mitzvah, his grandson's bar mitzvah. I asked Reb Willig. Reb Willig told me, best to pay cash or a check that cashes before and that clears before, and that's the best. I tried to get some understanding. He was in a rush. I didn't get any proofs or anything like that. But based on the sugya, it would seem to me that you'd be allowed to, based on the Gemara and Kedushim, it might be taller than the Ketos versus Reb Chaim. So again, paying a website is a wonderful thing. Just to be machmir, may as well give a few dollars in cash as well to fulfill all the shitas. Okay, we'll stop here.
A few dollars is enough for a meal, like $6.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the shear is. I didn't look into it. Some say very little. I don't know. I don't know what the
Rabbi I heard say, you know, a piece of pizza and a soda, or two pieces of pizza and a soda.
If anyone has any suggestions for next week, let me know. Pesach topics. We'll start.